The following is owned and licensed by the Nightbreed Show and Jackalope Radio. Any rebroadcast of this show without the express written consent of the Nightbreed Show and Jackalope Radio is prohibited. The following is recordings from my show from last year and this year that was completely ignored and left out by those who are using my show to benefit themselves. And it is a guarantee that once the truth gets out, that the URL on their YouTube channel that goes to this show will be taken down out of fear that the truth has gotten out. The following is a recording from last year and this year of what truly was said on my show that they are not telling you about them and what they're up to. May 15th, 2015, last year. Tear down of me and my show. And these people that tore down my show are completely wrong about what I was saying. Apparently, they did not listen to a word I said. Apparently, they didn't care about what I had to say. That's fine. I don't mind. Because I figured last week before I started the show, they're not going to listen to me. They're not going to hear a word I said. But I appreciate that, someone. I really do. I said, you know what? I don't even know why I'm even bothering. But the fact that, I dropped my cap. I was going to help somebody out because I promised to do that a long time ago. I said that I was going to, there was a show about 5 years ago where I said, you know, one day he's going to make a mistake and he's going to screw a whole lot of people over. And when that time comes, I'm going to be there to expose your stupid self. That's what I said 5 years ago. I have warned people 5 years ago. I told you what this guy was going to do. And I'm not going to mention his show. And I'm not going to give him the advertising of using his name. I'm not going to do that anymore if I can help it. I'm tired of it. But I told people. Cat heard it. Rock heard it. Elk heard it. A lot of people that wasn't in here, that haven't been in here in a while, heard me say this. A lot of people have heard me say this. And I will tell you exactly what I said. I said, all of you people out there that still follow this man, that think I don't know what I'm talking about, he's going to eventually screw you over. I'm telling you, he's going to do it. If he's done it to me, he's done it to a lot of people. I've gotten the complaints, and that's what he's done. So I said this. I said he was going to do this. Look what happened. It happened. You can no, you didn't. I can go back to the show that I said, because like I said, I record every single one of my shows over the last 7 years, and I can play that for you because I know I have it. I can look through all the stacks of shows that I have. And that's a lot of time. If I have to, I will. But I know I said it. I know I've warned people about it, that this was going to happen. Now everyone is coming and saying, look what he did. You know, and what's really sad, and I'm not attacking you, I'm not putting anybody down. What's really sad is I was completely torn apart when I said that. I had a lot of people leave my chat room. I had a lot of people leave my show. Didn't want to listen to anything that I said. Some of these people, not mentioning any names, some people have come back to complain about it. And I'm not mad. I said, well, you know, I'm just shaking my head because I know I said this. So I said, well, all right. I'll go ahead and I'll say something about it and I'll let them have their voice. Maybe I went a little bit overboard with myself because I should have handled it a little bit better. But it wasn't a bash contest. And let me tell you why it wasn't a bash contest. And this show is not bashing. This is what irritates me. They tell me that that's all I do on this show. That's all I care about. Well, let me tell you something. If you enjoy having your money stolen out of your bank accounts, if you enjoy being attacked, if you enjoy your personal life being torn apart, if you enjoy people threatening you, threatening your life, threatening your personal life, threatening your family, people that are coming after every little thing, digging into your past, digging into every little information about you, busting in your accounts, hacking your emails, and all that stuff. You, if you enjoy that, and you're calling me a basher because I bring that up, then so be it. That's the way it's going to be. But if you enjoy hearing the truth, then that's what this show was about. Kaz says, I'd like to hear what happened to you if you can get into it. I've mentioned this last week. I had a show, and I'll say it real quick because I got a lot to talk about. I had a show on his channel. Him and somebody else was doing events and doing this and doing that. They were saying things to me personally over the phone and all that stuff that I really wasn't agreeing with. I didn't like it all. I started getting irritated with it. I didn't like what was the way the whole thing was going. I didn't like that people were being treated the way they were being treated. I didn't like how this field was being taken advantage of. I didn't like that the fact it was being made a joke out of. I didn't like the fact that some of this stuff didn't look legit to me. So I wrote a blog, and I explained the fact that I'm sitting here. This is what burned them over the edge and dumped me off their station, okay? I made a blog, and I said specifically, I'm sitting at home eating leftovers without a dime in my pocket, and they're over there complaining back and forth about money. Money, money, money. That's all anybody cares about is money. I got dumped for saying that. What does that say to you? That if I am honest in saying, I don't do this for money, but some people apparently don't like the idea that this is being done for money, and then they're turning around and getting upset because it's all about money, and they're using this and doing this for money, what does that sound like? Sounds a little suspicious, doesn't it? Apparently, they didn't like that, so... Okay, fine. That's in the past. I don't really care. But then I started getting complaints that he does this, he does that, they do this, they do that. I was getting phone calls about a website that was taken from me, about people that weren't getting their money for events they weren't going to. I was getting all kinds of different things. It's in the past. I'm not going to worry about it. But I did say on my show that, you know, sooner or later, he's going to slip up and he's going to screw up and people are going to get, you know, torn apart about it. Now I'm being accused of bashing. I'm being accused of being a bully. I'm being accused of threatening people, which isn't happening. I'm being accused of being mean. He's so mean to people. How dare him? His show, this field is all about people do some nasty radio shows where all they do is attack and tear people up and rip people apart. That's all they care about is tearing people down in this field. They don't care about people. They don't care about uniting as one and tiptoeing through the tulip. Oh, let's hold hands and kumbaya in the woods. Don't tell me I'm a bully or I don't know anything about bullying. I grew up on it. My entire life was based on it, but I fought my way back from it. If it wasn't for them, I hid myself in music. This is why I'm so damn knowledgeable of music, because my whole entire existence has dove into music since day one. So I know everything there is to know about it, just about. This is why I'm a radio show host, because I know more about music than just about anyone, especially 80s stuff, so... But anyway, it's a different story. But this is my life because since 10 years old, I've always wanted to do this. That's the physical side of it. I can get into more stories, but I don't have the time. And I really don't want to do it. Okay? So that was the physical part of it. Now let's get into the paranormal side of bullying. Since I can remember, I was bullied by entities you cannot see, hear, or feel. Since I was five, if I'm lucky. Since then, I've been chasing things around and trying to find out why they're doing this, what kind of things they are, how to stop them. My whole life has been basically living in a spirit world since I was 5 years old. And I've been chased by familiar spirits. I've been chased by anything you can think of. And I can tell you stories that you've never heard before, and you probably never will hear of them. There's people that bust their tail end to investigate in this field for months that I can pick up in 5 minutes. Stuff that I've been able to do better than anyone in this field. But I don't brag about it. I don't care to brag about it because it's not my thing to be involved in. Not what they do. I know how dangerous Ouija boards are. I know how dangerous mediumship is. Palm reading, tarot cards, all that stuff. I've known people that have been involved with that their entire life. I've seen things that come out of people that are doing that. I know what happens. The only reason I am sitting where I'm sitting right now and my life is not toast is because I have God to back me up. There is a higher power that saved me from all this. It only took until I was 29 years old that I stood up to these entity or familiar spirit and said, you know what? I'm not taking your crap no more. And put it down. It wasn't me. It was God's help. But if you were standing in the room, you would have peed yourself. That's all I can say. If you were standing in the same room I was, you would run. I've been through situations that maybe most of you that are listening tonight would turn tail and haul ass out of the building. I've made people quit this field because of things that they've seen. My job is to show people how dangerous this field is. That's why I do this show. My job is to show you the dirty tricks these bullies pull, the dirty tricks these people pull, and how good they are at it. I know how they think. I know how they walk. I know every move they make. I know what their next turn is. The same goes with familiar spirits. They have a MO they always work on. They do the same thing over and over and over again. I know how they think. I know how they act. Usually I know what their next move is, but they're very good at surprising me. I know people, I've run into people that were possessed. I've run into people that knew more about me than I did and told me things they shouldn't have known. I've seen how people work with Ouija boards and possess themselves intentionally to gain more power. They are literally forcing themselves to be more powerful so they can get more money, so they can get more famous, whatever the case is. I don't really give a damn. But there are people out there that actually do this stuff on purpose. But the problem is, nobody wants to listen to what I'm telling them. You think I don't know about this stuff? I've been dealing with this stuff longer than most of you. Longer than most of you been born. Why do you think cats are here? Why do you think elk's here? Why do you think most of these people are here? Because they know. They've seen the stuff that goes on around me. They've seen the stuff that happens when I've been on investigations. They know. How many ovulus boxes turn around and say, go back, tell that Mike we hate you. A full freaking sentence. How many ovulus boxes have you heard say that? No, I got it recorded. Roundtree running his mouth about my show now. What was his latest one? I think, let me put that up. This is a comment he made that I'm pretty sure was about this show recently. The stalking, bullying, and personal attacks in the paranormal social media is off the wall, out of control. As such, I'm removing myself from it. There are few radio shows with any professionalism, and they add to this problem. Yeah, when I expose these people, all of a sudden, I'm a problem. When I expose these people and try to help you, all of a sudden, I'm a basher. I'm a bad guy. I'm a bullier. Okay. I am currently not doing any interviews, and when if I return to the interview market, I will only be in a handful of radio hosts who have displayed professionalism in the past. I will not promote, nor will discuss my work, any appearance I have, or any project I'm involved in Facebook. The field is a cesspool of dirt bags. Guess he's talking about us. Feeding their personal egos at expense of others. and I refuse to participate. My work continues and will be shared in a medium of more responsible followers of the research, more like people that are basically naive. Those are the only people I am interested in. As for the media projects, I will no longer discuss those on Facebook. It is a, I can't even pronounce that, puity, that the field has gone down the toilet. But it has, and I see no recovery for it. I will remain this fan page, but personal information will not be posted here. Thank you all for your continued support. The people who are really getting the shaft are the fans, the serious researchers, really, and the people who give a damn. The attackers have nothing to lose but their government subsidy checks. He uses insults by calling people insulting. Does that make any sense? They have, they can have Facebook. It's a garbage pit anyway. Rant over for pea brain trolls. This has nothing to do with me. I am seeing it happen all, to all sorts of people all over the net. My question to you is, what will you do when it collapses? I'll be happy. And you have no audience for your BS. That's your karma, baby. Look forward to being a forgotten nuisance. In 2 years, no one will remember you care. That makes me smile. This is more. They prey on the known faces in a paranormal for their egos. Plain and simple. When you live off government assistance, I don't know what the heck that is, your life is pretty bleak, so you wander the internet and live precariously to making yourself famous as to one who destroyed this one or that one. Talking about narcissistic BS, this is a total textbook definition. When they can have their little fantasy world, I'm living my life the way I want and piss on anyone who gets in my way. And this is his last one. This is really great. They really are a bunch of transparent, miscreant dotards with no chance of personal accomplishment other than retrieving the mail. Talk about people that are insulting, and that's exactly what he's doing. I just read where a friend of mine is being accused of worshiping demons. Really? Go back to your goat farm and tell the goats nobody here gives a crap, in so many words. Like they would know a demon if it fell on them. As a matter of fact, David Roundtree, I do know, because I've been doing this longer than anybody. I do know. And in the first place, if a guy does a Ouija board and says, hey, Zozo demon, come into me, possess me, I'm willing to be possessed. What do you call that? What do you call that? You know what it sounds like? Sounds like a devil worshiper to me. Hello? Is anybody there? You know, this week we're going to look into a divot box. Why? Because I want the devil to possess me. With ping pong balls over my eyes and duct tape over my forehead, looking like something out of Beetlejuice. Hello? Seriously? I think right now, you're the last person that needs to be talking about anybody, David. The last person. You know why? Because I think you got a little bit of explaining to do of your own. Why is it that everyone that claims that somebody else is bullying are the ones that are the ones that are being dishonest? Why is that? I'm totally at a loss right here. I'm totally at a loss. Why is it that when people are screwing other people over in this field and anyone has something to say about it, all of a sudden, we're the bad guy. We're the ones that are bashing. We're the ones that are keeping things from being united. We should have everything united in the paranormal community, like the guy said last week on my show. We need to all be united and stop attacking. Oh, it's okay for them to screw people over. It's okay to take people's money. It's okay to make lives a living hell and rip them apart and call them all kinds of vulgar names in the book and expose people's personal life on the internet. It's okay to do that, but it's not okay for us to talk about or prove that the person is lying to you. That's not okay. Hello? Anybody there? A lot of naive people on the planet. So let's look at our complaints here, because I got a few of them. Here's one. My software company was reviewed unfairly with no real unbiased perspective by the tool on live streaming YouTube to the thousands of viewers. The viewer was designed to hurt my company's reputation and my apps. And LSF condone extremely homophobic commentary and crude graphic language of a sexual and harassing format during the review. That sounds pretty mature. Yeah. Number two, I paid this guy $100 on top of $250 for videotaping my event. I also paid for his executive suite, paid for his VIP access to all the food and the events, and that blah blah told somebody that I never paid him. My own kids were with me when we met him, and his old lady at the Starbucks drive threw by chance, my son Sean handed him the effing cash, $350. Here's another one. There are allegations that Toolman, that's what we're going to call him, Toolman, stole a Frank's box from Bill Murphy and later sold it on eBay. Is this true? Is it true? Explain yourself, because we're not the ones that have to explain ourselves, because we're not the ones being accused of lying and stealing people's money. I'm not doing it. You have a whole lot of people that are accusing you, and not once have you explained yourself, and not once have you ever said anything about what you're being accused of. Instead, we got people using vulgar language, insults, calling us bashers, anything to take the focus off the fact that you're being accused of something that you're not going to explain. And this person in chat is saying that his ex or his girlfriend tried to commit suicide. Is that our fault? I'm sorry. Is it my fault that somebody goes out and steals money? Is it my fault that somebody goes out there and tries to kill themselves? Is it my fault that somebody goes out there and screws somebody else over? Is it my fault that somebody uses vulgar words? Take responsibility for your actions. For once. That sounds typical of this guy. Wow. So I am responsible for a person's actions. Hey, here's an idea. Don't listen. Here's another idea. Get off of Facebook. Stop listening to people that talk. It's not our fault that somebody does something stupid. Welcome to the real world. Grow up. January 22nd, 2016. Last year we talked about how Noreen was being screwed over by Tim. Now, they had certain people on her side, and we had certain people on Tim's side. The ones that were on Tim's side were his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, whatever the case is, and they're all fighting with Noreen that was on, apparently not on his side, and all these people arguing back and forth, and 100 people in my chat and all that other stuff. Well, there's one particular person that was on Noreen's side, and now isn't on her side. Either way, it's hypocritical, and I've caught them saying it today.
This was not about the night that
this was last year.
Show went down. Okay, we all know that. Well, I can say this because this is public. Tim Wood did file a copyright thing on Noreen's channel and on Dave's channel, and it virtually took them down and would have put them not being able to do live shows for a very long time. Now, that's pretty much, that would be a bully tactic, because this copyright deal was not there prior to. And again, I'm just a fan of Noreen's show, and I support the work they do, cross-post when they have shows.
Uh-huh. I'm a fan. You heard it yourself. I'm a fan of Noreen's show. This was last year, and I support it. This was last year. This is the same people that are attacking them now. The Horse Hockey Chronicles. You know, we should call it the Horse Hockey Cronies. But these are the same people that were on Noreen's side last year. Now all of a sudden they're against them. Well, one person, the one that's talking, was on Noreen's side, and obviously the way it looks is they're against him now. So, I don't know. I'm confused. I'm a little bit way out there as far as what, I guess, call me stupid. But last time I checked, these people now are not on her side, and they were on her side, but they were, but they weren't. But don't get me in the middle of it, is what they're saying. And yet they talk a lot of stuff about it, but they don't want to be a part of it, and they do want to be a part of it. I'm totally confused.
No, Danny, being exposed as a fake and a fraud is not bullying, okay? Okay, so that, if that were a true statement, then I don't know why the pesticide group was open, because one of their big arguments was that this Mike guy did a radio show exposing Tim, I won't use his last name, as a fake and a fraud, and there were 100 people there, and 50 of them had proof of what he had done, and if that's not bullying, then that show wasn't bullying last week. Now, somebody asked, what do I think about that show? Well, you know what? I would think that I wouldn't want to A, be landed on that show, because I'm not going to fake or fraud anyone. And anything that I do psychically, otherwise, I do not charge for, I do not benefit for, and I try to help people. Here's what happened, all right? And forgive me, this is not the most super easy thing to talk about. Okay, now that everybody already read it on Paranormal Pesticide, okay, if you had hacked someone's private messages on wherever you hacked it, and you read things that if brought out to the public would be so super devastating, private and what have you, you might consider walking away from a fight, okay? That was the purpose, psychologically, I guess, on the person's, why they put it up on the pesticide page. And what it was a, Danny, I'll get to why I'm talking about rape, okay? I will explain the raping part, okay? But please, I'm going to ask you to be Cheryl Tilbury. I'm about to explain that. And if you don't want to hear it, you can watch back later and you can leave and go to a different channel or whatever. Okay? Whomever owned Paranormal Pesticide had been given information from a private message between Sean Hathaway and Liz Carley. Liz being person who you can hear through Skype, who is a highly credentialed professional, is in law enforcement, and is the person who saw it. So guaranteed somebody of her stature is not going to have been freaked out when she saw this private conversation being screenshot and put up on Paranormal Pesticide. What that screen capture was included details that she had given Sean about how to help and aid me with that very personal thing that happened to me. Okay? Now, I know that they're lost. If you were raped and you were talking about it privately, I'll break this down elementary style, okay? If you were raped and you were talking about it privately in a private conversation and somebody hacked your private messages and then went and put it on Paranormal Pesticide group that was saying they were being bullied by me, which to this day I will never figure out how I even remotely got thrown in the bullying ring to them, because I've done no public show about Tim Woods, Cindy, Nikki. I've never said anything publicly about Danny, Andy, none of them. I've never publicly gone on a rampage about any of you guys, because
you don't bully Kat.
I'm not gonna bully people. I'm not gonna publicly go say, oh, I knew about this, okay? So Liz was up last night and she saw the snippet of her personal conversation with Sean about my rape. All right. So imagine when I wake up to hear that this private conversation that was discussing something very horrible, horrifying, and awful that happened to me when I was 16, that's all of a sudden showing up on a paranormal bullying page, which to me is epitome of bullying. Because if the point was to try to intimidate me, that they had that conversation, which they showed screenshots of, then that's pretty down and dirty. And yes, there are screenshots of it, and it was only brought up in private conversation.
You know, I've proven multiple times on this show about the lies and contradictions, saying one story and saying the opposite a week later. Those who are on one side one week and on another side another week. And, you know, I can't get my head around it, because for 2.5 hours they're sitting there arguing about what someone said or what someone did, but they did not explain what the whole story was. I had to go look it up myself, what this horse hockey was all about. And because no one even explained what it was. All they're doing is just getting on YouTube and getting angry and ranting about it. But they're not explaining what this horse fly or horse or gnat chronicles is all about. So I had to go look it up myself and understand. I still don't really get it. This is exactly what it sounds when I'm listening to him ranting today. This is exactly what I was thinking that came to mind.
All right, back in the locker room with Rowdy Roddy Piper. You talk about a 180-degree swing. I know you're still hurting, Roddy Piper.
I'm not hurting.
How in the world, against the doctor's advice, can you go out in that ring and meet the Iron Sheik?
I do exactly what I want to do. You say I'm insane. I say thank you very much. Adrian Adonis, do you think I'm insane? Do you think for 1 second now you're running around with your dress on and your beautiful pectorals that look like you had 6 litters of puppies? You're going to come run in a ring and you're going to come run around and mess me up and think for 1 second that I'm just going to sit there and take up and not come out there and think you're a pup? You think for 1 second, you in all your splendid glory with your pretty little hat on and all those lovely stretch marks, you know, that look like an upstate map of New York, that you're going to sit there and say, huh, took care of Roddy Piper.
It sounds like a paranormal rant.
Listen, I'm a man. You think something little, something like a knee injury is going to hurt me or stop me, huh? You think that's what I'm made of? You can break my neck. I'll fight for a living. When you carry a big stick, you know, Gene, you don't gotta walk so soft no more, you know. When you carry a big stick, I'll walk.
I thank you very much, Roddy Piper. In my opinion, you jeopardized your career in meeting the Iron Sheik, but you did get your hand raised. Our congratulations.
That's on why
that.
I'm Roddy Piper, and you're not.
You think you could take my EVPs and put them on your website? You know, as soon as you click play, you know, you hear these people, let me tell you something, brother. And they just start arguing. And it just sounds like, you know, a cage match. And I just want to grab the popcorn and listen.
Step into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's a paranormal wrestling match. Even the names sound like wrestling names. What was it? Fembot or something like that? Femme Fatale or whatever that name was. They sound like wrestling names. This week in this corner we have This week in this corner we have the notorious Noreen against the Femme Fatale. Ding, 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 ding.
Again, it's a day that I'm certain my guest at this time will not forget. I'm talking about the former Intercontinental Champion of the World, Macho Man Randy
Savage. Nothing means nothing. Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in, but the cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah. Macho Madness, yeah, has got more to offer than President Jack Tunney thinks that I got. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Cards stacked against the Macho Man Randy Savage in WrestleMania 3. Yeah, let me say it. Yeah, let me say it out loud. And let me point to the president of the World Wrestling Federation that the Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy with your decision. Yeah, I am the cream in the World Wrestling Federation.
Wait, wait a minute,
and there is no doubt about it. Yeah, you mean Gene Okerlund. You know that I'm the cream of the crop.
Oh, wait, wait a minute, though, Randy. I've got to ask you very seriously. Do you blame Mr. Jack Tunney, the distinguished president of the World Wrestling Federation, for Ricky Steamboat being the Intercontinental Champion today?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Outside interference, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In my moment of glory. Yeah, no, I'm living in a nightmare. And I am the cream. And now, not only the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt must fall, but the World Heavyweight Championship belt. Because Hulk Hogan, yeah, I am the cream, yeah. WrestleMania 3, Pontiac, Michigan, yeah. 90,000 plus people.
Yeah, I can, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a wrestling match.
First of all, that Mike guy show, Cindy's saying she got right through the coals and bullied. I didn't hear Mike mention her name once. Did you? I didn't hear him mention her name on the radio. I only got to listen to the podcast, so I don't know what all went on in chat, but I didn't hear him mention her name at all. And if, why isn't the person that show was about, why aren't they defending themselves? They have a very huge YouTube channel. I'm in front of here defending my stuff. Why don't you do your own thing? Why are you having everyone else fight your battle?
From all the stuff that I have been seeing over the last 10 years, well, now more than that, the last 5 years, because 10 years ago, actually, people didn't. I don't remember seeing them this badly, but there's more of this going on than ever before. And now everybody wants to get, and I guarantee you, everybody wants to get into the Kool-Aid, and everybody wants to be a part of something, or everybody wants to dive into the drama. But I guarantee you, if anything comes out of this from this show, I guarantee you, nobody will have heard a word that I said when it comes to integrity and doing the right thing. And all they would do is attack my show and what I said wrong. And they will rant about how bad it is, or they will find some nasty stuff to say, or they will just go on and on and on about stuff that hasn't. And when I got to say what I had said about this in the beginning, would just be completely forgotten and look past. It'll just be forgotten because that's the kind of people they are. They don't come to learn anything. They don't come to actually make any kind of benefit. They don't take corrective criticism when there is time to give them corrective criticism or the right kind of criticism. You know, they won't listen to the fact that I said they need to use professionalism and stop cursing like a banshee. They won't listen to that. You know, everything that I said, they'll look straight past that, and I'll get attacked and I'll get trashed, and it'll be everything that I don't really care to hear, and I won't even bother. I probably will, because I'm dumb enough to acknowledge it, but it won't be what it should be. But you know what I said tonight is the truth. This is how this whole thing works. This is how it's been working. But yeah, you know, I'm to the point now where I just don't. I don't really. Let's see something here. But I don't know. Weren't these the same people, or am I wrong? I could be wrong. Maybe it isn't the same people, but it sure acts like it. They sure seem to be acting like the same people, because they keep saying the same thing, or the same vulgar material comes out of their mouth, or they spread rumors about other people, or they have a nerve to make up some website or some, what was it? What was the web page or whatever? Paranormal Pesticide post. about somebody and their sexual assault. Yeah, we seem to remember that, don't we? You know, every time you get on YouTube, here's another piece of advice I have for you. Every time you get on YouTube, right before you talk, you should play this. Just play that. Hi, I have something to say about Noreen. Because that's pretty much what it sounds like. That's pretty much what it is. All of you are stupid. Let me tell you why you're stupid. Because you're running around with frauds. That's why you're stupid. You're running around with fraudulent people, and you're so blind to it, it's not even funny. By the way, question for you. I saw a post, what was it, last year? Was it the beginning of last year or end of last year, when it was in 2015, when Tim needed money on GoFundMe about making a movie? How is that movie going? Didn't he collect money to make a movie or something about the Zozo or something like that? How is that going? What happened to the money that he was collecting from people?